TI index. They also pull the barometer. The TI index, what is TI index they do? TI index they mention the general corruption of the country and grade that country they as against other countries then. What is the barometer they do? The barometer they take one corruption issue, then gauge them across Africa or the world. So 2014, where this TI barometer come out, now been bribery, them in the gauge. They say saloon, now we get the highest amount of bribery in the world. Then show the percentage, not so like Mr. Fatoma. They say 83% of the respondents, then as I alone say, they issue a bribe. They say why they issue a bribe for access public service. Then show we how they reach that conclusion there. Then give we the research design, the methodology, the target audience, how many people they talk to. We didn't challenge it. In fact, we issued a press release. We endorsed them. We not only endorsed them, we called a national consultative conference. We bring people in from all walks of life, the media, civil society, the university. We came and had discussions. How for define bribery, what's in a bribery. The following year, where the reports come out, from 83, only 42% of the respondents are now admit, say, they don't pay a bribe. Because we accept criticism, to an honest criticism, and learn from Dandy. We implement those policies we agreed at the National Consultative Conference. We implement these policies, and we saw the changes rapidly. And we still insist, see, we know they say corruption not in a saloon, or corruption not serious. Oh, it is very serious. Because we think, say, 119 in the TI index, though we don't make progress, is still very high. So we know they deny that. But we're not going to allow somebody for Sidono more. You begin create a story, you say it's a research. It they even tell you, say, talk to anonymous sources. Now, my question are that, if you can do research, not to investigative journalism, wait, let me finish, even investigative journalism, you can come for can talk to the people officially. We are, they reject you, you get a brick wall, or you're not satisfied with what you say, then you can go now upon some anonymous sources. But it not even indicate, say, try for talk to we not agree. It just say, oh, I spoke to anonymous sources. What if he's lying? What if indeed he spoke to anonymous source, but the anonymous source disgruntled? So there are so many what if. And at that day, research they avoid because research for be scientific. If it can be for be precise, scientific, deal with data, and show all how you get that data. But if they can't talk to we, like say, people don't know what's in our research because he did London, the issue, just ordinary report, it looked to me like a press report, a poorly written one as well, full of speculations. They say this is the outcome of a research, scientific research. No, it's insulting. It's very insulting.
So what if instead they think, say, for instance, if I go talk to officials of the ACC, they're not going to give me the kind of information what I want, so I'll go beyond the door and do something behind them.
Hey, brother, that enough for excuse you. At least go now, they're not good. The fear of accident should not stop you from driving. Or you're not going to reach your destination. Then research get ethics. There are ethics guiding research. And they tell you, say, if you investigate an institution, it's a must to talk to that institution. And you go say, well, I'm afraid let them not give me, so therefore I know the good day. He should not. They tell you, the man, a politician, he saw an opportunity for making a political statement. That is what he's making. But he will not let him undermine a national institution like the ACC. In furtherance of his political objective.
What thing this will benefit her when an ACC is a government institution, not so any political institution? How this will benefit her in as a politician?
Well, for sure, say the government or the work and the government in fight against corruption are effective. But you see, Naimeka, they say, is dishonest. Let also bring on our attention. We got to not only pay attention to international indicators, we also got to call national perception surveys. Now, let's go back to the two national perception surveys. You get national perception survey of 2010, national perception survey of 2013. Not a way they conduct them. Now they feed the conduct them. Within the national perception survey on corruption they look at, then they gauge everything. They focus on the levels of corruption, the fight against corruption, the gains made so far, or the reversals. So all the design of the questions, they focus on that thing. Now the man say public confidence in the ACC is lacking. Where was he quoting? He was quoting nowhere. If you say, we study, say, 65% or 90 or 80 or 75% of the population of Sierra Leone say they don't trust the ACC, then you can come back, say, we study, show, say, 70% say they don't trust the ACC, just so public confidence is lacking. Now, the last time when they conduct a perception survey, 2013, 66.9, go cross-check, all thing they online on the surveys, where they feed be make and conduct them, bring in an independent institution for can conductor. 66.9% of the